Okay, nothing heard, so we'll go up to Rob. KCAS DL and stand by Ron.
Hey then, WHEW in the group. Joe Charlie, seductively, but yeah, I had my salad. I ended up most of it on my sweat leg, but that's okay. Yeah, I have a little bit mini dessert from dinner tonight, but I survived. Yeah, very good. Good night to that net, sir. I'm glad to hear you. I always like hearing you on the net. Yeah, like I said about that Swan 350 I had, I'm pretty happy about that. Guy really likes it. Evidently, his first HF rig he had was a Swan 350. And he knew I had that rail, and he offered to buy it for me. I said, well, you make me an offer. And, I don't know. I think I sold it for like $300 or thereabouts. And it was worth it, you know, because I bought it in Midland back many years ago at the swap at Midland. I got the radio and the power supply and a manual for it. I paid $50 to it, but I went through and recapped it when I could still see really good. I went right through it. I recapped it, recapped the power supply, did a lot of work on it, and like I said, I had that rail for a lot of years. So. But other than that, not much going on. I did go to the doctor today, and I did okay with that, and the foot doctor, because I had that trouble with my one toe on my right foot. And they had to take one off there, but the other toes are doing good, so I'm also got to go to the what they call the supply place over in Essexville Center there where they cut. Make me up a pair of, order me a pair of diabetic shoes, which will be better when it's a street shoe. So I'm gonna probably do that one day this week. Other than that, the wife was the XYL was over at Owasso this weekend. She does ticketing for the Polar Express there. She said it was really busy and had a good time. Heck, she didn't get home last night until like 9:30 at night because she had to settle up with all the ticket sales and everything. And, well, she got home, and I said, geez, I haven't seen you in 24 hours since you left early Friday morning there. But anyways, I worked out okay. So, all right, Dave 73, you take care. And like I said, it's good to know you, sir. I enjoy talking to you about radios, especially the old radios. I love them. They're so much easier to operate on. And, yeah, like the new stuff, either you pack them up to send them away to a manufacturer, or you just don't fix them. At least the old point-to-point wiring on them will be easy to work on. That's what I like. So, all right, Dave 73, take care, and you have a very good week. I'll clear with you, WDW, KCSL, 73, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, the new rigs also, their stuff is so small. I know that I had a choke out on my TS-2000. And it was there was one board on top of the other one. There was a board that was a board underneath the board that it went out, and it was one of those little things that looked like a pinhead on it that needed to be replaced. So I just did that, and it was no fun actually. When I ended up doing, I ended up breaking it off and then cleaned the solder off the two pads. And soldering a new one back in, and that was not a lot of fun. That's for old eyes, really, 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 it's hard. So anyway, 73 is here, there, Rob. We'll catch you later. Cut you down the log. Have a good one, Ron. KCYVF, go ahead. Stand by, Bob.
Good evening again, Dave. Everyone on the net. Well, I've been working other nights here on a 3D print for my grandson and granddaughter. Got the grandson's project done last week. I'm in the process. I finally got it printed a couple of days ago, and I'm in the process of gluing everything up. So hopefully everything goes together here correctly, and I don't end up with any issues here. We'll find out. So a lot of parts to put together. I had one part that just did not want to print. I had like four failed prints would get to a certain point, and then it would just mess up, and then I'd wasted all the filament and try it over again. So finally on the fifth try, I'm learning as I go here. I went back in and slowed everything back down from what the creator had set up. So I cut everything to a quarter the speed that it was printing and added some additional support and then did a couple other things, and it worked. It finally printed out correctly. So, boy, I was sweating that I did all of these, all of this other printing, 20-some hours worth of printing, and then come down to the last four little poles and have those not be able to print and finish this up. So, if not, I was going to come up with some dowels and paint them red, something, just whatever I needed to do, but to finish this up, and that was the next plan, I guess. But it did come out, and like I said, now I'm working on that. Back to work this week. I got Friday off again for this week and this coming weekend, the following weekend, and then I took Christmas Eve off as well. So trying to get into the Christmas spirit here a little bit. I'm still like a month and a half behind. It doesn't feel like December and Christmas. It still feels like I got fall projects to do, and I'm still trying to get things done. So 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Looks like we got some snow, I think, Wednesday, a couple of inches possible, so watch that if you're out and about then, and we'll talk to you again next week. This is KC8YVF, back to that.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, the probably tomorrow is going to be a busy day for me tomorrow because we try and get everything done so we don't have to go out in the snow. That's the plans anyway. That's a retiree plan, Ron. If it snows, I just don't go. This last snow, I never even, I never got to shovel out or anything to do anything with the snow. We just let it, we let it set there. I know the neighbor down to the, about three doors down from me, he had a snow blower out and he was doing his thing, and I never even touched mine. I started it up. The snow blower works, the tractor worked coming into the barn, or into the garage. I know I took the battery back out and did my thing. I put it back in the just as I said yesterday. And now I got, I'll make sure that runs. I think I still got to put gas in it. I think I'm still running on gas from 2 years ago. Did start going and run, but I don't think there's much in there, so that's probably a good thing. I'll put some fresh stuff in, it'll maybe run all winter long. Sure, three is over there, Ron, and I'll have a report at the end. Bob, NAKPR, you're up in standby mini. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, Ron, I listened to you talk, and it makes me tired. And as opposed to when Tom, I can't remember his call, DUI, something like that, but he makes me hungry. But, you know, everything is what it is. And I had several things around here that just will not hook up to my internet anymore. One monitors my electrical system, one monitors my alarm system, my hand clock. Doesn't want to hook up to it anymore to update. It's been months since it's updated. I mean, back in the beginning of summer sometime, I think. But, you know, so I went and purchased a new router. You know, I don't know what else to do. Maybe that's the problem. The router's probably, I don't know exactly, but let's just say 10 years old. But it used to work with it. Everything used to work with it, but things just stopped working. So the only thing I can think of that they all have in common is a router. So I went and purchased a new router and let the fun begin. Me and computers aren't the greatest of friends, but you know, we try and get along. Well, that said, Dave, thanks for doing the net tonight, and everybody have a great week. Back to the control, WADW, this is NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, it's I'll tell you, routers could be the big problem. I know that I had a, I know what I was paying for as far as speed on the internet. I was not getting it. And we tried a number of different things. I tried a couple of routers, and neither one of them worked. And then I did some reading, and I ended up buying another router. And that router there, the router that I had on there, I could get maybe 60 or 70 on the speed meter, and I put the new router on, and it went to 300 right away. That's still, Spectrum advertises 600, and there's no way that I'm going to get 600, but it doesn't matter anyway. I'm running about 300. That's all I need. Anyway, with that, we'll go to Mini, KDAPAZ, standby, Fred.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ. Well, not doing too much. Don't have to go out anymore until Friday morning for breakfast. So I'll be sitting home the rest of the week, and if we get the snow, I won't have to go out in it anyway until Friday. So anyway, everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to everybody next week. This is KDAPAZ, back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, yeah, just, if you don't have to go out, don't go out. I guess that's all I can say. Anyway, favorite treat there to their mini, and we'll catch you on down the line. Okay, Fred, KDQCO, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list, and go ahead, Fred.
Hey, good evening again, Dave, and thanks for doing the net tonight. So with that, just wish everybody to have a good week, and going to say 73s, this is KE8QCO.
Okay, real good there for 73s, and we'll catch you down the long. That's WDW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net before we close her down? Call now.
Comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, you're talking about your router and 300 megabytes per second. I have no cable outward. I live a mile from downtown Frankenmuth, and I don't have anything. I have electricity. That's all I have. I don't have sewer. I don't have water. I don't have gas. I don't have cable. I just got electricity. That's all I have. But here's, and even my cell service is horrible. But when you were saying 300 megabytes per second, I'm like, on a good day, I get 9. I got Air Advantage. I used to have Speed Connect, but they went out of business, I guess. And but they kept taking my money, and but Air Advantage, and on a good day I get 9 megabytes per second. So, you know, it's I can't wait till I can actually come out of the cave and get into the modern era. But I don't see it happening anytime soon. But hey, I'm getting off my soapbox now. Thanks for letting me in there, Dave, and thanks for, again for doing that. WDW and AKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, the, you know, I had one of the ones like that earlier, way back also, and I had about the same type of thing going on where I couldn't get it very high. And at that time, I had satellite TV, so it didn't really matter. Now with the Roku and the streaming TV, 9 megabytes per second probably would not do the job. So anyway, sorry, three says there, Bob, and I feel for you. I hope it gets a speed up one of these days. Anyway, are there any other comments or announcements before I close the net tonight?